Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today. And this guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle of daily living and direct you to a clear space within. What I want to say is that in the course of a day, we get caught up in our own energies of hurry, worry, hustle, bustle, anger, frustration, confusion, and all of the things that take us away from the wholeness. Those are the fragmentations that happen in the course of a day, in the course of a moment. So I ask all of you that can and are available to close your eyes, if you could just close your eyes very softly and then begin breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner. And allow the breath to come in very gently and to go out very gently. As I read to you our prayerful meditation taken from the book, Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep full breath in through your nose and let it out very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. And before I introduce Brother Malcolm, I want to leave you with one thought taken from our meditation, our prayerful meditation. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I now give you author, philosopher, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for the wonderful meditation to get us going today, clearing up our minds.
It's so important. Absolutely, to clear up the mind. That is so important.
Yeah, so we can focus on ourselves and not other things that's happening
absolutely
outside of us.
And know how to take care of whatever comes up in your life. You take care of it with enlightenism. That's how you address it.
That's correct. Great point. Folks, did you hear what Sister Carolyn say? Whatever comes in your life, come into your life today, take care of it with enlightenism.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So true. Thanks so much, Sister Carolyn.
You're welcome.
Well, we got us going, as usual, to open up our minds today to understand how to create a powerful mind. Why struggle when you don't have to? Why believe that you're a victim when you're not? On this broadcast, we use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is clear. We can overcome generational toxicity, powerful mind. Our message is clear. Great blog. I would encourage you to read to learn more about how to create a powerful mind. Just go to Google Blogger. Letting go of our dependency on the past. Just type in Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism Insights on Google. Read you a few excerpts from the powerful blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. The power of creation begins with imagination and visualization. We need both to overcome the hearsay knowledge of others. It is only when we decide to trust ourselves that we stop relying on dead people's beliefs. Many of us know more about those in the past than we know about ourselves. Society teaches us about the achievements of people we don't know and can never know. It's unfortunate, but most of us lack the power and clarity to let go of these beliefs. This lack of clarity is the darkness that blinds us in a mindset that uses past beliefs to live in the present. We are in the present. That's the end of the quotations from the blog, Letting Go of Our Dependency on the Past. I am a firm advocate and believer that the present is all that we have. Creation can never happen in our lives in the past. We don't have the opportunity to create a new past. All we can do is bemoan, seek some type of solitude, sanctuary in the memories of the past. But you cannot create anything. You cannot change anything in the past. You know, as a kid, when I had a mindset of a kid, I would go to the movies sometimes, and in the movies, I would repeat seeing the movies a couple of times. I always like to watch a movie more than once, and then I discover that I missed something in the first movie. What would happen is I would want to change the movie. I knew the outcome, but I didn't like the outcome. I wanted somebody else to be victorious. Sometimes I'd want the crooks to get away. You know? Why couldn't the crooks get away sometimes if you're identifying with them? And that's what the past is about. Your memories are just stuck, and sometimes you want to change them. Say, well, things didn't happen that way, so let me change what happened. And you can absolve yourself of everything that happened in the past that you don't like. But in the present, oh, that's where the action is. That's where life is. Life is in the present, not the past. And if life is in the present, then you don't need to depend on the past to live. Need the past to use the power of imagination and visualization. You need the present. Who are you aware of being? And ask yourself questions. Where do we get the power and clarity to change our lives? Now you think about that. I just want to ask, do you really think you can go back into the past, which no longer exists? Past doesn't exist. Except things that people talk about and you embody into your mindset. Then you say, I know something about it. But you really don't. So where do we get the power and clarity to change our lives? We get it in the present moment. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Think about it. Where does your power and clarity come from? Religion? You know somebody in the past that you believe in? Do you think your power comes from Jesus? Religion, Jesus beliefs? The Buddha, the Krishna, Muhammad? Where does your power and clarity come from? It's in your mind. And your mind is where? And your mind did not exist back in the times of the people that I mentioned. You're here now. So where does your power come from? What is the source of your power? Well, let me tell you something. The source of power that I am dealing with is enlightenism and the consciousness of truth is the power and clarity you need to overcome your dependency on the past. You don't have to look anywhere. There's only one source of power. I know you want to have a lot of choices. See, we live in a world where you want a lot of choices. We want things to choose from. But there's only one source for the greater power. That is the consciousness of truth within you. That's the only choice. Only source of the greater power. It's surely not in religion and education and wealth, psychology, philosophy, and other things. You know absolutely well that that's not where you're going to get any power and clarity. All of that stuff is in the past. And by the time you read about religion and philosophy and psychology and all these things of the mind and spirituality, by the time you get to it, it's already disappeared into the past. Now, who in the present moment are people talking about? Who are you talking about in the present moment that's dealing with religion or spirituality, philosophy, or psychology? Right? Who are you dealing with? Well, we don't know very much about anyone. The general public does, but the general public knows a lot about religion. And the general public vaguely knows a lot about philosophy and psychology. They've heard of people like Plato, Socrates. They've heard that much. They've heard about Jung and Freud and all of this, psychology. You've heard about all of this. But who have you heard about today in your life? Who is it in your life that's giving you power and clarity? When you're living in a mindset where you believe you're powerless, it's like a virus. It just engulfs your entire mind, and it just keeps impressing over and over again. I am powerless. I am a victim. Other people, this elusive they, are sitting outside of me with all the power. I need to get the knowledge and education from them so that I can put myself in a better position in the world, better position than you believe that you're in. The problem with that approach, folks, is when you're poor, when you're in pain, when you're angry, when you feel victimized, when you don't like the conditions that you're in today, and you want to say, I want to do, and you just say to yourself, I want to do something about it. Problem is that your mind overwhelmed by illusions. So your power of imagination has been disabled. In other words, you can't really use it to think outside of the illusory beliefs that you've been taught. So you can try it all you want. But it's difficult, if not almost impossible, to imagine something when your mind is not free and cleansed of its dependency on the past. So try something. And when you're in pain, say you're in a failed relationship, say you haven't income, you're having problems with people, and try to see if you can imagine yourself being free of them. And what happens in the imagination? See, once the mind has conditioned itself to believe it is aware of being someone, being a person of a certain race and color, gender, and all of these other illusions that men created, and I'm saying men because that's who really created it, created the world that we're living in, everything that we know. It's all man-made into an illusion that seems like it's divinely created. It seems like, you know, they knew what they were talking about. If they may, so by the time you desire to find something in your life that's going to enhance you to think better about yourself, but it's difficult to think better about yourself when your mind is overwhelmed with someone else's beliefs and values that you picked up. And you cannot think outside of philosophy and psychology and all the things that you've heard, and religion, whatever your religion is. You didn't create the religion, and God didn't create it either. Men created it and gave us a foundation. And then we build on the foundation, and we bring it as one generation to the next with the belief that each generation is going to do better than the previous generation. And I want you to think about that for a moment. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I shall return. Here's Sister Carla with a quick message for us.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much for those wonderful insights. Be sure to check with Amazon today and get the book Enlightenism. You can get some great meditations for every day of the week to inspire you to work within your mind, to inspire you to enter into self-discovery where you will discover the greater power within you that is the consciousness of truth. And you will have the power and clarity if you're willing to commit to doing the work. But we have not committed to doing any work ourselves. We're committed to believe that other people can do the work for us. So we search all throughout the illusion, looking for someone to tell us, oh, I'm going to do the work for you. I'm going to free you of all of your pain and suffering. So people come up with all of these miracle drinks and weight loss programs and all types of programs. So people are talking now about meditation. They think that they can meditate and their lives are going to be better. Probably will, to a degree. Meditation can calm you down. But change is more than meditating. Because the person with the mind that has been overwhelmed with somebody else's beliefs is still there. When you meditate within the vision or the parameters of the prism of what's in you. And Enlightenism and the consciousness of truth is about a message about a new way to think and live. So we're cleansing the mind else that you can impress on the mind that's not coming from the past and your dependency on others. It's something new. But you can't create something new until you get rid of already there. And that's where the work begins. See, the work begins very simply. This is not complicated. Why isn't it complicated? Because you're not complicated when you enter into self-discovery and spend some time in your consciousness with the consciousness of truth. You are then simplified. Power and clarity that you need to live in the world is contained within you. But you must open the portal in your mind so that the light of the consciousness of truth can shine into your mindset so that you're willing to stop ignoring what you have and chasing after what you don't have. It's a lost cause. You're chasing after a lost cause if you're chasing within the illusions. The illusions can only give you what it has to give you, which is illusions. But there is something else. And that's what is important here. And that's what this broadcast is about. The something else. The new. The present. Principles of Enlightenism, which will lead you to the consciousness of truth within you. There's one way to do it. There are other ways. If you can discover them for yourself, this is a guide to open you up to know what is in you and what you are responsible for in your own life. The first principle, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Personal responsibility is what it's called. I acknowledge that my beliefs and values created the conditions in my life. Awareness of what caused the problem. 3, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. The discovery of the power within you. I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. That is where the work is. That's where the journey is. That's where you see the light, you see the path. The path to the consciousness of truth runs through the mind. But you cannot see the path unless you have cleansed the mind of all of the things preventing you from seeing it, all of the darkness. The light in you, the clarity, shines on the path that leads you to the consciousness of truth. It shares the light so that you can see where you're going on the journey. I know it may seem like, hey, you, Brother Malcolm, you're talking about changing all of the things. Everybody's saying something different. They're all telling you, the whole world is telling you, me and everybody else depend on the past. Worship people in the past. And now you're saying, don't do it. What are we left with, Brother Malcolm? Well, that's something that you will get more and more information as you begin to apply the principles of enlightenment that leads you to the consciousness of truth, and then the answers will become. That's why we have the podcast, is to share information with those who may not be working in the mind and who may be working in the mind and believe that they have achieved all that they can achieve. And so they stop. And that's what the podcast is about, the continuation of life. Everybody you've read about in the past, they're all dead. They came, they spent their time, they did their work. We can't live off of their work in the present. We have to live off of our own work so that we can change how we think and live. We can create a new awareness of being with the power of imagination and visualization. Create a powerful mind. Thank all of you for tuning in. Be sure to check out some of my work on Amazon. Just go to Brother Malcolm Keller's books, and you'll be able to read some of the books and the work that I am doing to change how I think and live and to share that information with as many people as I can. Thank you, Sister Carolyn, for the great meditation. And here Sister Carolyn is to close us out. She and I both will be back with you on the air tomorrow at 12 p.m. Have a great day, and thank you for stopping by.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Change gon' come, and oh yes.